I'm gonna grab a can of balls.
Hello, my name is Milos. How can I help you?
I need a can of balls.
Can of balls for the nice guy. You don't plan to hit these balls with that racket, do you?
Oh, hey, new racket, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't gonna get it, but this guy Milos, who runs the pro shop, he really recommended it. In fact, it's the only racket he plays with.
So he's bad. What do you care?
Elaine, I paid $200 for this racket. Because he said it's the only one he plays with. He could have played just as well with a log. Milos, I can assure you, I had no intention of telling anyone about your unbelievably bad tennis playing.
Thank you, but my wife, she has no respect for Milos anymore. Will you let me beat you in tennis?
Well, I'll do it as long as there's no other girls around. I mean, I want to be a man, too.
Well, there's only one game for me.
It's terrible.
I'm like 10% legacy.
Take this out of the garbage?
The game that begins with love.
Yeah, it's still got some spring in the string.
You run when you dabble in the flesh trade.
You can keep the games where you foul and you fight.
Harry, this is a piece of junk.
All I need to hear is 15 love. If you're asking me, then tennis rules.
Hey, Elaine, do you have some free time tomorrow afternoon?
Me?
Yeah, because you're perfect. You're a calculating, cold-hearted businesswoman. And when there's dirty work to be done, you don't mind stomping on a few throats.
Well, stomping on some threads.
No pick, Joe.
No pick.
No pick.
No pick.
Hire that man. Your turn, Joe. Hire that man. Come on, give me a quote. Come on.
I don't know.
You blew it.
Sorry.
Forget it.
Okay.
Well, welcome everybody.
Opposite, yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, welcome everybody to the show called Tennis Rules. Tennis Rules with a Z. My name is Coach Sean Albrecht, and before you bunch up your favorite leotards, contorting around.
Too late.
Trying to understand who I'm sorry, Joe.
We.
I'm sorry, Goose. We are who we are.
We.
Because to know us is to never understand us. Is technology, Joe. Got him. It'll never be about this. Well, it'll never be about us, Joe, but rather about this
when
show.
When is it going to be about us?
It's never going to be about us. This show, this presentation, it's about being the Leotardo, Joe. The Leonardo da Vinci of tennis radio. More like the Lenny and Squiggy of the tennis airwaves. But we are the only show broadcasting through the air for tennis, Joe. Totally dedicated to the game we are completely enamored with. There were other shows. Our enormous research team discovered this. Broadcasts of this genre, as you might say. But they were the other shows that we did, Joe. The other 10. And they weren't just broadcast over the internet. Like that other guy that's doing a show that's kind of like this, you know?
The other guy,
there's another show with an albeit highly qualified other guy, but but woo, I mean, if you're looking for a good way to clear out a crowded basement, just turn on that show. Mm-hmm. Woo, mm-hmm. I tell you what, yawn and a half. All right. Well, anyway, we are just two relatively attractive, not to mention rather pompous.
Completely.
Yeah, Chicago tennis instructors, and we're also USPTR certified tennis pros. We teach tennis for a living, and we've managed pro shops. We've got equipment, PhDs, as it were. And
very expensive, though.
Very expensive. Yeah,
extremely expensive.
Between a six USTA, I should say, number one rankings in the Chicago area, so we're incredibly qualified to be your tennis radio senseis. Radio Gagas.
Sweep the leg.
How are
you? Gotcha.
You got me back, Joe. How are you? And now the Belleville Bash to my Bucharest Backlash. May I introduce the first officer to my captain of the Enterprise. The wind in my pants. Coach Joe Kanarik.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
Who's still on report for the
great to be here.
14th
constantly
week in a row.
On report.
Yes.
I just wanted to inquire, Sean. Once again,
because you want
to
know,
I'd like to know. I'm having a problem again with temporary memory. What the heck is this show
again?
What's it all about?
Well,
hold on a second. Did I just ask that
on the presentation?
Okay, yeah.
That was good.
Thank you.
Well, on the presentation, and it is a presentation, not a show. tour news and headlines for both tours, incidentally. Wow. Club Pro of the Week, where we interview a pro in your community somewhere in Chicagoland. A Retail Schmooze of the Week, where we interview a company rep from some, you know, unbelievable company in the world.
They're pushing, international, their, pushing their stuff.
Pushing it away. Pushers. To keep your eye on this. I'm sorry.
First one's free.
Yeah, that's right. Our On the Line segment, of course, which we discuss topics from the game and take emails. And, of course, USTA program announcements. And as if that weren't enough, and if you're just so hyped up and excited still by this that you need some, well, some aromatherapy or something, and some for your uvula, Joe. Babs's uvula.
Babs's uvula.
More importantly, your phone calls at 847-931-1410 and emails at tennisruleswithaz.com. And as usual, we got a lot to do. So we got to bust a move, Joe.
We'd like to say hi to Babs's uvula.
Bust a move like Frank Cannon in the... Hi, Babs.
Hi, Babs.
Frank and your uvula. Frank Cannon and the Solid Gold Dancers, Joe. That's how we're going to bust a move, Joe.
Okay.
What? All right.
I'm ready.
So let's get it on with the Tour Minute Warning.
Maria
Rodriguez.
Okay, gotcha.
Delicatessen, Joe. Mm-hmm. Sponsored, of course, in part by the Academy for Tennis, the Tour Minute Warning is, where we'll pick you up, Joe.
If you can't get to us.
No, that's not true. Here are the top stories off the ATP and WTA Newswire. ATP Newswire, Agassi was hit by an injury. Where are you going, Keith? Our engineer has left the studio. At the Queen's Club in Great Britain in the Stella Artois, which is the tune-up for Wimbledon, the one I always played a tune-up. Joe, how about you?
I like to call it Queen's.
Well, we play the Coal Valley Open to warm up. We warm up our butts for spectating at the Coal Valley Open. That's
I was a semifinalist at the Vlasic Pickle Tournament.
You were.
Upper Wisconsin.
Yeah. You were. You were. Yeah. And they crunched too, Joe.
That's right.
Andre Agassi is out of the Stella Artois, though, after suffering a lower back spasm midway through his third-round match against Gianluca Pozzi. The top seed, Agassi, had won the first set and was down 2-3 in the second when the injury hit. I saw the injury, Joe, and like I said before, if Andre were a better dancer, like some of the Europeans are, Joe, that Travolta move he tried out there would have worked. You just got to pop up out of that split that he tried and do a little cabbage patch and a little bus stop, and then you go into a running man. But that's what I would have done. That's my style. I'm Mr. Vegas. Well, anyway, the 2000 Stella Artois Open is, I keep saying that, it's Artois Open is on, and again, there are a lot of seeds, Joe, just getting thrown around like rancid tea and crumpets, Joe. Rancid tea and strumpets. Agassi is out of there, as I mentioned, his two left pigeon-toed feet are out of there, Joe. Philippoussis is gone, Joe. On grass. Now, what kind of music was Philippoussis dancing to out there if he loses on grass with that game? He's got to get a new routine. Mark, you got to get a new routine. How do you lose with that game? Well, anyway, Greg Rozetsky, he's out of there, Joe. Can you believe that?
Slow serve.
Yeah, right. He doesn't play well on grass at all.
Hey, you move in, you take it on the right, and you go to the net.
Yeah, it's only 149 miles an hour. Actually, you've got to be really flexible with your trapezius to do the Rozetsky, Joe. And again, I would add a bus stop or a little plie or something. That's my particular style. A couple other moves just for my own dance styling.
Baby got back. Sean.
Anyway, who are we to poke fun at these guys anyway? Greg Rozetsky. Greg's girlfriend would beat us 0-0 in less time than it would take to put my dance costume on, Joe.
I've never lost 0-0.
If I never... Always managed to get a game, did you? I hope Irv's listening. Among those remaining in the quarterfinals, Pete Sampras will play newcomer Bob Bryan, Gianluca Pozzi, who dispatched of Agassi. I don't care if he's injured. He's out of there. Gianluca beat him. That's all there is to it. He's going to play Marat Safin. And Leighton Hewitt will face Cedric Gasolin, Joe. Cedric Pielin. Andre Pavel will play Davide Sanguinetti, which is basically David if you're an American. Actually, Davide Sanguinetti is Italian for Denny Terrio, Joe. Did you know that?
Excellent pronunciation.
Thank you so much. Off the WTA Newswire, Jennifer Capriati advanced to the quarterfinals of the DFS Classic in Birmingham, Great Britain. Are you getting into this, Joe?
Yeah.
On Thursday, when her opponent retired with an injury in the third set, the third-seeded Capriati was leading 2-6, 6-2, 4-3 when Spain's Maggie Serna injured a foot and was forced to stop.
The amazing Yanni.
She's like, I see. let's save the credits for the end, Joe.
Sorry, got your third time.
Maggie Serna injured her foot, Joe. I seem to have injured my bootsy. Actually, it wasn't her foot, though, Joe. It was her
Can
aunt.
Can we play that back again?
It was her aunt Lily. That was her quote.
Oh, okay.
It was her aunt Lillian's foot, actually.
I thought that was actually her, Sean.
Actually, Maggie Serna's aunt Lillian, she's a woman who takes a size 19 shoe, Joe. You can see these things from a satellite photo.
My goodness.
Just kidding. Just wankling your rotary engine again, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Capriati was ahead. Not that any lead is safe with her these days, but isn't it more legit when you quit when you're leading your opponent, Joe?
I think it's more legit when you quit, Sean.
Thanks, MC. Thanks, Hammer.
Thank you.
I think so. Who was that knucklehead last week who was down 5-0 in the fifth, by that the way, the French, me. And defaulted?
Oh, no. Right. I'm sorry. Okay.
At the French, Joe. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That wasn't me.
Yeah, right. And no. Again, I'm making fun of when Dexter McBride was kicking my bootsy all over the grass courts in Palm Springs a couple of years ago, Joe. I was, you know, it was 4-1 him breaking me at Lover the second time, and I had him right where I wanted him, Joe.
Was that Bake McBride? Or? Okay.
Yeah, sell me another one. I'm not buying. Anywho. The quarterfinals of the DFS Classic are set. Jennifer Capriati will attempt to, well, let's see what she's going to do. She's going to attempt to dance on Lisa Raymond's head, Joe. Mm-hmm. Natalie Tozzi will try to tango on the derriere of Anne-Gaëlle Sidot. Mm. Christina Brandi will try waltzing Cara Black's Matilda, Joe. And finally, you like that one?
I did.
And finally, Julie Allard de Cougy will try to do a little old-fashioned cha-cha on the butt of Tamarine Tanasugarn of Thailand. And speaking of old-fashioned people who, well, get butt whoopings on a regular basis and never dance without being first shown a pile of singles and some salon products. Here's Coach Joe with the first
Thank
round
you.
Loser and champ
Thank
of the
you.
Week.
You
Go
noticed
for it,
that
Joe.
I am wearing my collared shirt today, Sean. As you are, by the way, and might I say that you look extremely handsome in
You
it.
Look fabulous.
Thank you. The first
Smell
round losers of the week, Sean, believe it or not, this is I don't have any specific losers, but you know what? This one's going out to every cheater. Every complainer.
I love it.
Every racket thrower, okay? Every little whiner. Every person who's ever complained about the wind or the sun or, you know, I got a bad draw.
Oh, they were too loud.
Yeah, yeah, or I'm on the court next to, you know, the freeway or there's no windscreens. Any baby who decides to try to play this sport, okay?
Okay.
That's who the loser of the week is. And we want them, and you know what? We want them out.
There you go.
Get rid of them.
That's right. It's giving tennis a bad name.
Exactly.
Or a worse name, for that matter.
You know?
Yeah.
And for all the people that love the sport, I mean, congrats. Now,
that's right.
To switch over to the champ.
Champ.
This is champ. Probably an unknown story. You know, this wasn't even reported on ESPN. I just love this.
Unknown okay. until now, Joe.
Well, that's exactly right. So let us make it proper, as we
said. So shall it be said, so shall it be done, Joe.
The Woodies. Mark Woodford.
I beg your pardon?
Mark Woodford. Okay. Oh. And... Come on, Todd Woodbridge.
Todd Woodbridge.
Okay. They won 58 record doubles titles,
and they
won it.
Gosh.
They set the record winning the French, the one
they
Grand
won the
Slam.
French?
The one Grand Slam Gosh, that they had man. Never won. Listen
I
to this.
I knew they were in the final. I didn't know they won the thing.
In front of a handful of cheering fans on a chilly center court, there's nobody there, the Woodies took their place in tennis history Saturday, winning their 58th title, completing a career Grand Slam, and saying goodbye to Paris as a team. Okay, because apparently... Mark Woodford's going to be retiring. He said,
"Really?
Yeah." He said, "I'll never stand on this court again." But it felt like fate to break the record in our hardest tournament and finish it all off.
I'm getting emotional, Jim.
Well, it's you know what? These guys are some of the good guys, and it's his doubles may be the poor cousin of the more glamorous personality-driven singles tour. But the Woodies have made a name for themselves in this forgotten side of tennis.
What are they, the Happy Field and the McCoys? Jim?
Absolutely.
My cousin's a little poorer, but he still counts.
But I'll tell you. No, but these guys, they will always, they've given a lot of time to charity. They're both incredible.
You're right, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, they're great players. So
they're awesome.
Anyway, they are the champs of the week.
That's awesome. You know, and they deserve it. Well, anyway, Joe, that's beautiful. Well, if you're out there and you're saying, hey, you know what? That's not enough, Coach Joe and Coach Sean. I need more news about tennis. Well,
that's not enough.
We don't have any more.
They're out there, Sean.
We got to practice for our next dance recital, so we don't have any time to give you any more. But if you need more... news with our solid gold dancers and Frank Cannon, Joe. Mm-hmm. Let's dig them up. Just
and Jenny
Terrio. That's terrible.
That was
really bad. I got to take that back.
Well, I guess we won't be using this show.
But if you need more news about tennis, go to TennisRulesWithAZ.com and check out the links to just about every tennis site imaginable, plus the current TV schedule. That's TennisRulesWithAZ.com, and we will be back after these commercial messages.
That's it. I'm going to beat Fred. I'm going to beat the club champion. I'm going to win.
Thanks for calling the hottest tennis talk line in America.
Oh.
Your personal private instructor will be with you shortly.
Oh my.
If you like to play singles, press 1. If you prefer doubles, press 2. If you'd rather play mixed doubles, you naughty thing,
that's
press
me.
3. For that's help her. With your strokes, press 1.
Oh, that's me too.
Thank you for calling Tennis Talk. I am Chip. I'll be your tennis professional.
Hi, Chip.
State your question at the beep.
Well, Chip, I'm having some problems with my serve toss because it won't go where I need it to go.
State your question at the beep.
Okay, well, Chip, I'm having problems with my serve toss. It's not going where I need it to go.
Backhand grip. State your question at the beep.
But I already stated my question, Chip. You didn't answer me.
More of a backhand grip and watch the ball.
But I know how to do that.
Thank you for calling Tennis Talk.
What, are we done? That's my lesson? What am I supposed to do now?
Why not try going to the Academy for Tennis? The Academy for Tennis is a fully functioning, full-service tennis school located deep in the heart of historic Arlington Heights at the beautiful River Trails Tennis Center. The Academy for Tennis offers classes for every level of tennis player, so whether you're new to the game or an advanced player, the Academy for Tennis has something for you. Give them a call at 847-319-6100. That's 847-319-6100. Or visit them on the web at www.theacademyoverthe.net. That's the Academy for Tennis, a place where you're less likely to have a phone bill the size of Mount Rushmore.
Just as the expertise of a tennis professional can help improve your tennis game, the expertise of a professional realtor can give you an advantage in today's competitive housing market. Scott Kent is that expert and has become a top-selling realtor in the Chicago suburban area.
Hi, this is Scott Kent from Remax Suburban, and I specialize in selling homes in the northwest and western suburbs of Chicago. In this fast-paced real estate market, sellers need as much information as possible to maximize their profits. So give me a call today, and I'll send you my free brochure, 10 Things Every Seller Should Know. Call me today at area code 847-884-8870, extension 233.
Before you put your home on the market, get the advice of a real pro, Scott Kent from Remax Suburban. He'll give you a winning strategy so that you can sell your home for the maximum price. Call him today at area code 847-884-8870. Extension 233.
Today's been fun, though.
All right. Club Pro of the Week. Pro of the Week. On the radio. On the radio.
Get on the radio with Coach Sean and Joe. Tennis rules a show with your neighborhood teaching pro.
Events to be plugged. What's up at the club?
Instructional tips.
Club Pro of the Week is sponsored in part by the Academy for Tennis. Like it's going to be sponsored by anybody else, but sometimes it is. Mm-hmm. Scott Kent of Remax Suburban is sometimes our sponsor. But the Academy for Tennis, we don't mind if you just want to watch.
Yeah.
All right, we interview teaching pros from all over Chicagoland, and oftentimes they turn out to be hotties, Joe.
Do we have a hottie today?
Yes, we do. Highly qualified female teaching professionals, though. She's not just hot, okay? She's highly qualified. She's a
but
female
is she
teacher.
Hot?
Didn't I just say?
Okay, all right.
Highly qualified female teaching professionals meriting employment by virtue of their resume alone, Joe.
Meriting?
That's right.
Little segue.
That's right.
Who it is.
There you go. Very good. And yet, she's still a hottie nevertheless. Today's Club Pro of the Week is exactly that, Joe. A woman who was hired and then in a matter of days, and I think she'll back this up, was immediately promoted to director, not the key gripper, the script supervisor, the director of junior tennis at the prestigious Four Lakes Athletic Club in beautiful Lyle, Illinois. Without a doubt, if she were running for office down there, she'd just pull a Jesse Ventura and win going away, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
From Four Lakes Athletic Club in breathtaking Lyle, Illinois, we'd like to welcome in awesome Meredith Petrie. Meredith.
Hi, guys.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
How you doing? Did I pronounce your last name right? Is it Petrie?
It's Petrie, like the dish.
I'm really sorry.
Like the dish.
What, see, she's a
dish.
Probably heard that so many times you never want to hear it again. Just
sorry.
But it sticks in your mind.
Very good. Wow. Yeah. Like a culture.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's getting deep.
Bad. It's horrible. Right. Help us.
I'll try.
Well, listen, thanks for being through the air, Meredith. First off, we want to welcome you in. Tell us about your facilities down there. You're at the Four Lakes Athletic Club. Where is that located specifically?
Sure. It's just one block south of Maple Avenue off of Route 53 in, yes, you said beautiful Lyle. And
it's
we
breathtaking.
Have, yeah, breathtaking.
It is.
Bad.
It's beautiful.
And we have 6 indoor courts. We also have access to 6 of the outdoor courts within the village where the apartments are at Four Lakes.
Wow, the indoors, those are hard courts, right?
Right.
And the outdoor courts are hard courts as well?
Yes, they are.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's an athletic club, though. You probably have a fitness center, correct?
Yes, we do have a really great fitness center that overlooks the tennis courts on both sides. So
killer.
It's kind of neat.
That's killer. Cool. See, you know, I've never been down there. I've been to Willowbrook, but I was meaning to get down there because I want to check the place out.
Oh, come on by.
Absolutely. Do you have a pool?
Hey.
You have a pool?
No,
we're going to jump in.
We do have whirlpools.
Hey, Joe.
Okay.
Well, we'll have to get a guest pass and
smoking jackets. The martinis.
Where are most of your tennis members from? Where do they hail from, Meredith?
Well, we draw a lot from Naperville, obviously, is right next door.
Absolutely.
To us. Huge. And Wheaton, Downers Grove, a little bit with Hinsdale, pretty much all the areas right around us, but we do have a lot of kids coming to us from further away than that.
Wow. By the way, this is Tennis Rules. If you just tuned in, Tennis Rules Radio, we're on with Meredith Petrie from the Four Lakes Athletic Club down in Lisle. And I want to actually, why do they call it Four Lakes?
Well, within the village where all the apartments are, there are four lakes.
See how that works out, Joey?
Well, you know what? I would never have guessed.
You're good.
Meredith, can you take a breath for us since it's so breathtaking there? Can you
stop? Come
sorry,
on.
Sorry, sorry.
Look,
you know,
I didn't write all the copy.
You do that, I might start coughing.
There okay. You go. Meredith, there is a as a pro, we're going to ask you the same question we ask every club pro of the week, and then we can get into some more biz for you. What do you tell players out there that are new to the game? What's the first thing you'd like them to do?
Well, obviously, if you're brand new to the game, you've got to know that this is just one of the best games on the planet to play.
So there you go.
It
rules.
It's social. It's mental. It's physically challenging. It's going to be something you love and you hate. Mostly love. Sometimes it's going to, you know, pester you to the point you hate it, but that's what makes it so great.
God, I'm getting all jacked up now.
Just awesome. Like a relationship.
There you
know?
Go. Stop it, Joe. Stop it.
All right.
So you got a bit.
I didn't say anything.
She's absolutely right. It's a wonderful analogy.
It's a gorgeous analogy.
It is.
I'm just thinking.
All right. But anyway, so that's the first thing is you got to get the bug. What else do you do? That's obviously, instruction is number one. Probably take a class, yes?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
All of our players come into the club, whether you're an adult or, you know, a junior, you'd come in with an evaluation so that we place you where you belong. I think that's pretty standard across the board for a lot of...
We'd be kicked out.
Yeah. Oh, we were kicked out.
Hopeless. Get out.
Well, I think they told me not even to bother to go down to Fort Lake.
Right.
let me ask you this, though. Is there a USA 2000 program going to be held down there?
We aren't doing the USA 2000. Being part of TCA, Tennis
right.
Corporation America, we
right.
run tennis in no time programs.
Oh, that's right.
Which is sort of the same. It's just the TCA version of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. But you do have a beginner program where, you know, somebody can get their feet wet with
you. Oh, yeah. It covers all that. You get a little lecture at the end with handouts and the whole nine yards. It's really great.
Cool.
Speaking of great, Joey, by the by, Four mm-hmm. Lakes has a very special annual festivity coming up on May 20th.
What's that?
Meredith, tell everybody about the Spring Fling.
The Spring Fling is great. It's just the best. It's a chance for everybody who's been playing tennis here for however long to get their revenge on all of us, the, you know, tennis staff that yells and screams at them. And we actually throw this party. So basically what it is you get a chance to come in for the afternoon. It's going to be May 20th, 2 to 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And we have all the demos out. We carry Wilson, Prince, Head Vocal, and Dunlop.
Okay.
We do like a fast serve contest, a bunch of hitting for free prizes from all the vendors. We have a big raffle with all sorts of great tennis stuff to get you ready for summer. And then you get to do your revenge on us, of course, which is you can either, you know, smack us in the face with a whipped cream pie. And then if you know, you successfully make a mess of us, you can try to dunk us in the dunk tank.
That's killer.
That is great.
That's
yeah.
killer.
We should never do
did
that,
did you conceive
though.
Of this, Meredith? Be honest.
It's been in place for a while, but I've been doing it for the last, well, this will be my third one now. So.
I knew it.
Yeah.
See, it sounds like, there you go. See,
but
this
basically,
is
it's amazing how you see people's targeting practice completely improve when there's something
a little
more on the
line. Now, do the kids line up? I mean, who are the deadliest?
You get a lot of juniors lining up.
Yeah.
Well, definitely the juniors like to do that because we make them run a ton.
Mm-hmm.
The adults totally get in on this. There's also, it's amazing how the adults will come out and just be more vengeful than the kids, but it's
can
great.
Can you imagine, Joe?
No.
Can you imagine?
They remember more, I think.
I'm going to embarrass Meredith a little bit because she, and I said it in the beginning in the intro,
okay.
She was recently promoted to director of junior tennis.
Wow, congratulations.
Like very, very quickly.
Well, thank
so
you.
We're not dealing with, you know, we just exactly know who we're dealing with here. Very highly qualified woman. You play tournaments, Meredith? Did you?
I used to. I have the real short version of my story is I grew up out in the Fox Valley area.
Cool.
So I was a Fox clubber, which is now an ice rink. But anyway.
After you left, I mean.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
it was
right.
after
they
I left.
They couldn't handle it.
You know, the Petrie family was no longer supporting it. But so I, you know, had a lot of hopes of playing more, but I ended up breaking my neck when I was young, and that kind of sidelined me for a while.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You're probably still smoking people, even with a broken neck.
Trying. But
wow.
I do a lot with, you know, taking kids to tournaments now. So more I get to do the tournament side of things from, you know, nail biting and trying to coach them through the split sets and all that.
But I mean, even as long, you know, I said this before, but sometimes it's really helpful to even be a player for a short time, so at least you can show them.
You can relate.
You know the other side of things. I mean, it's tough for me as a coach of juniors to say, hey, look, you know, you're going to need to do this or that in a tournament. When in fact, you know, well, they could say to me, well, have you ever done that? And I could say, yeah, mm-hmm. I've been in the same position and I've done the same thing. Probably it'll work better for you because you're probably more talented than I am. Joe, you had a question?
Yeah, you know what, Meredith? You're obviously director of junior tennis. I wanted to ask you specifically, I have a lot of friends, including my co-host here, that are parents.
He doesn't have a lot of friends at all. And, what are you lying?
Okay, I have two or three. are you still my friend?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
That are parents of children that are getting into tournaments, and they're always asking me as a pro, but I want to put the question to you. Is there what can they do? I know that some kids, for example, don't like their parents to be there. Some kids do. You know, they're a little confused as to how much they should get involved in the kid's tennis career. What do you suggest?
It really depends, you know, kid to kid. There's some kids that definitely look up to the parents a lot when they're watching. And, you know, obviously that means they're looking to them for their support, hopefully not for coaching. rub the thigh, hit up the line. Okay.
Now, Joe, stop it. She was just using it.
No, Sean, I wanted you to stop doing that. Okay? All right. That's okay. Fine. Nothing to do with her. No.
What? Right. Go ahead. You just keep going. We have to keep separated.
Yeah. I hope there's a big wall there.
There you go.
Hide around.
Well, I wish there was
my side of the room.
Go ahead, Meredith. You're
I kind of also like the tennis parent that's the silent partner. The, here's, you know, the application, you fill it out, and sometimes we have to call back and go, you know, little Johnny can't write very well, what is exactly this USTA number? You know, they're really, really taking the initiative there to make it their own experience. And that's pretty much what I did as a junior. I filled out did my own applications. Mom or dad would drop me off. I'd play. You know, they'd be either reading a book or.
There you go.
That's great.
You see, know. You know, and actually, we are pretty lucky that Pete Sampras, not to drop another name here, but Pete Sampras, even though we were kind of ribbing him a little bit in the tour news segment, his parents are about as non-involved as any parents of any, you know, legendary player have ever been.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even show up at half of his.
Well,
matches.
They're also nervous.
I know that,
but
I just think it's funny
right.
When they're at the mall getting some, you know. Yeah. Mom's getting some pantyhose at the mall.
And
you know,
playing the U.S.
Playing
Open.
The U.S. Like, excuse me, but that's a little, you know, it's okay. You got a great. There was a sale today. I had to go today. at any rate, so
we have moms that do that.
Yeah, and wouldn't you rather have that as a coach?
It depends. Again, it really comes down to the kids. You know, everything is so tailored to the different psyches of the kids. And overall, it's great if you have a kid that can be that independent. And a parent that's that trusting in our ability to manage their kids for however long we have them, an hour or two.
Well, speaking of having kids or even adults, we're gonna get some commercials. We're going to have to let you go. But I wanted to make sure you gave everybody in listener land the number if somebody wanted to come by the Four Lakes Athletic Club, either get a tour, get some information about some
or
lessons.
Stop by and throw some pies and dunk
That's
you.
Right. at the Spring Fling on May 20th. Is there a number they can call, Meredith?
Right. Our number here in Lyle is 630-969-8660.
Super.
Okay.
Meredith, listen, we got to thank you.
Thank you.
Really, for
thank
being
you.
On the show. We really appreciate it.
All right, well, have fun.
You take care. Good luck with the Spring Fling.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Get on the radio with Coach Sean and Joe. Tennis was a show with your neighborhood teaching pro. Events to be plugged. What's up at the club? Instructional tips. Hey, you.
Roger, I called to meet you here because I have to break up with you.
What? What?
I just can't have a relationship
Why?
With a man whose serve is that bad. And your backhand. Oh.
No,
Roger,
my backhand.
It just isn't going to work.
I practiced. I did.
No, don't make this any harder than it is, Roger. Really.
You're leaving me.
I have to go, Roger.
No,
I really do.
No,
I'll
get better,
Roger. I have to
Please.
Go. Goodbye.
No, come. Oh, God. What am I going to do?
Why not try going to the Academy for Tennis? The Academy for Tennis is a fully functioning, full-service tennis school located deep in the heart of historic Arlington Heights at the beautiful River Trails Tennis Center. The Academy for Tennis offers classes for every level of tennis player, so whether you're new to the game or an advanced player, the Academy for Tennis has something for you. Give them a call at 847-726-0465. That's 847-726-0465, or visit them on the web at www.theacademyoverthe.net. That's the Academy for Tennis, a place where you're less likely to get dumped.
Just as the expertise of a tennis professional can help improve your tennis game, the expertise of a professional realtor can give you an advantage in today's competitive housing market. Scott Kent is that expert and has become a top-selling realtor in the Chicago suburban area.
Hi, this is Scott Kent from Remax Suburban, and I specialize in selling homes in the northwest and western suburbs of Chicago. In this fast-paced real estate market, sellers need as much information as possible to maximize their profits. So give me a call today, and I'll send you my free brochure, 10 Things Every Seller Should Know. Call me today at area code 847-884-8870, extension 233.
Before you put your home on the market, get the advice of a real pro, Scott Kent from Remax Suburban. He'll give you a winning strategy so that you can sell your home for the maximum price. Call him today at area code 847-884-8870, extension 233.
It's on the line. For some shots on Tennis Rules Radio, get on the lines, call the tennis show. If you've got a point of view, it makes sense to share it with someone who cares.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow.
I'm telling you, my table dancing routine is really looking hot. I've got this new outfit. I want to.
Here's my dollar.
Oh, you brought the dollar.
Yeah,
this
but
time.
It's in pennies. It's rolls of pennies.
Sorry. I thought you were just going to get the coins out like last time. Okay. I was so insulted by that, I got to tell you.
Sorry.
All right, we are. Oh, man, I'm moving. We are back on Tennis Roulette, Tennis Rules, actually, with a Z, the only show on the radio that we know of. No, we're just going to say the only show
yes,
on the radio.
Yes, let's stop qualifying.
That's right.
All
that's
tennis.
Right. The only all tennis all the time.
That's
Joe.
Right.
That's right. Tennis Rules. The only radio show totally dedicated to promoting, learning, talking about. Schmoozing.
Feeling, eating, tasting yes. The game of tennis.
Oh, wow. I feel so much better now. But anyway, and we're taking your phone calls, by the way. We're taking also, a little taking on the show.
Giving and taking.
847-931-1410, if we can get through. We're having a few troubles with the phones, by the way. So
yeah, if you know what, if it's busy, just keep
just,
trying.
You know what, either that or email us at tennisrulesradio, tennisrulesradio.com. I should say tennisrules.com or tennisrulesradio@AOL.com. And we will have... Much easier time getting back to you that way. So, Joe, let's go to the email wire here, buddy. You got it?
Okay, yeah. I've got another email, and it's from Jessica M. And Jessica writes, "Dear Tennis Rules, I play in a 3.0 league, and I can't convince my partners to go to the net." I know how that feels.
Oh, that's cool. By the way, I'm Joe's partner. That's who he's ripping on right now.
I didn't
now.
Look your way. You know, I'm sorry.
Liar.
The pro always says that doubles is won and lost up there, see. But despite my urging, all my partners want do is stay back, and we usually lose. What can I do? Help. Well, let's see. You can pray. You can bribe.
This is all from personal experience, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've tried bribery. I've tried prayer. I think hypnotism worked for a set and a half, right? But
all right.
No, honestly. Okay, what you need to do, Jessica, is you need to try to convince your partners that your best shot at winning is getting up there. And you know what? If they're not going to do it, honestly speaking, you've got to try to end the point when you're up there, or you got to move back with them.
Absolutely. Actually, in addition to that, as an addendum to that, and I do go to, by the way, the net more than Joe is suggesting when we do play.
That's true.
Do,
you do.
Once or twice during a set. But
well, that your shoelace was untied and you tripped. And
at a higher level, doubles is one. And lost at the net at a higher level. Now, does this mean you've got to go to the net all the time? No, that is not what we're saying. What we are saying, though, is if you want to be a better doubles player, the best doubles players in the world are guys that can volley well or women that can volley well. Mm-hmm. So bottom line is you've got to be able to say, okay, if we're going to win, if it takes us going to the net to have us win a match, then that's what we got to do. There are some players that can stay at the baseline and hang out there, Joe.
And they're all Swedish.
And they can, exactly. And they can win yeah. in doubles. So it's not a hard, fast rule that you got to go to the net. It's just that it's so much easier to win at the net in doubles if you know what you're doing and you see the best doubles players out there. They're all great volleyers. It's just bottom line, that's probably where you want to be eventually. So if nothing else, tell your partner, hey, you know, to either take a few lessons, maybe come down to the academy, go to your neighborhood, you know,
club. Go see Jamie Livonia.
I didn't see where Jessica was from. Okay,
she's from Deerfield.
Deerfield. Okay, yeah, you can go to the Multiplex over there. You can go to Bannockburn Bath and Tennis, take a doubles lesson from Jamie Livonia, a great doubles player, by the way, yeah. great with doubles technique. Okay, let's go to the phones. We got Marlene holding. Marlene, you're on Tennis Rules. What is your question?
Yes, it's sort of related to what you guys were talking about with regards to playing doubles. I'm not really good at the game yet, but I seem to I need to get over the fear of playing doubles, I guess. You know, I seem to enjoy more singles. So are there drills that you can recommend for someone like myself? I have trouble, or I'm a little leery playing doubles. I would prefer to play singles.
That's understandable.
Absolutely. That's a great question. The first thing is, Marlene, that when you play doubles, you know, it's a completely different game from singles, and you definitely want to do some drills. I'd say much more volleying. The simplest thing you can do is work on shading to your half of the court, including the alley, which would be kind of different from singles, knowing that your partner is going to cover the down the line. You can do what we call ghost doubles with somebody where you just take half the court and you just play points out and you cover the alley and your side of the court, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I can kind of envision what you're talking about.
Okay.
Well, there's one other thing and I wanted to mention to you, actually, Marlene, and that is that if you think of hitting the ball cross court as a safety shot in doubles, if you can hit a ball pretty well cross-court in singles, you can play pretty good doubles. If you think about it, the conventional doubles formation has two players on either side of the net at the net. In other words, halfway between the service line and the net. And so think to yourself, you know what? I've got to make sure that I keep the ball away from those net players, and that way I go cross-court. But thank you very much for the call, Marlene. We'll just get to the
–
go right back. Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a few moments after this commercial message.
It's on the lines with Coach Sean and Joe. Get ready for some shots on Tennis Rules Radio. Get on the lines, call the tennis show. If you've got a point of view, it makes sense to share it with someone who cares.
Was born in the USA.
Peterson?
Mr. Hildebrand.
I want a word with you.
Yes, Mr. Hildebrand. If it's about the Franklin report...
I don't give a hill of beans about that report. Do you know what this weekend is?
Of course
it's
I know what
it is. It's the club championship, and you're playing doubles with me.
Of course we better not lose.
Last year was a complete disgrace. I have never been so
I mean, worse than this year. My forehand's horrible. My serve is... It's just terrible. I'll never keep this job. Well, I can't lose this job. What about Mildred and her operation? Oh, no.
So this time, we better not lose. Or so help me, you're going to be licking stamps in the mailroom until the cows come home.
Yes, sir.
Do you read me, Peterson?
Oh, like a bell, sir. Clear as a bell.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I love working here. Oh, no. Where do I go to become a better tennis player fast?
Why not try going to the Academy for Tennis? The Academy for Tennis is a fully functioning, full-service tennis school located deep in the heart of historic Arlington Heights at the beautiful River Trails Tennis Center. The Academy for Tennis offers classes for every level of tennis player, so whether you're new to the game or an advanced player, the Academy for Tennis has something for you. Give them a call at 847-319-6100. That's 847-319-6100. Or visit them on the web at www.theacademyover.net. That's the Academy for Tennis, a place where you're less likely to wait in that mailroom for those cows to get back.
Just as the expertise of a tennis professional can help improve your tennis game, the expertise of a professional realtor can give you an advantage in today's competitive housing market. Scott Kent is that expert and has become a top-selling realtor in the Chicago suburban area.
Hi, this is Scott Kent from Remax Suburban, and I specialize in selling homes in the Northwest and Western suburbs of Chicago. In this fast-paced real estate market, sellers need as much information as possible to maximize their profits. So give me a call today and I'll send you my free brochure, 10 Things Every Seller Should Know. Call me today at area code 847-884-8870, extension 233.
Before you put your home on the market, get the advice of a real pro, Scott Kent from RE/MAX Suburban. He'll give you a winning strategy so that you can sell your home for the maximum price. Call him today at area code 847-884-8870, extension 233.
Pop that thing in.
Retail Schmooze.
Oh, baby.
In the afternoon. Retail Schmooze all day. Just some representatives with some merchandise to give. Just our weekly rep, Coach Joe and Sean and you.
All right. Retail Schmooze of the Week is sponsored by the Academy for Tennis and Scott Kent of RE/MAX Suburban, our newest sponsor, Joe. As Scott we mentioned, a mighty handsome guy. And
Clark
a
Kent.
He does kind of look like him.
Superman on the
a
tennis court.
A real estate titan, he is. He's a great player.
Is his check clear?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he's great on the court.
You know, since he sold both my houses, Joe, in all 10 minutes, let's see.
He sold both your houses
in
10
minutes. All in 10 minutes.
Wow.
I went to the John, and I got back in my with my Club Mac catalog under my arm, Joe, and my True Romance magazines and my Chili Bean. And I got back in both the houses with
Silver.
That's how good he is. All right, our second guest is obviously, he has talent spewing out of every pore of his magnificent physique, Joe.
Speaking of magnificent
physique. Maybe I should rephrase that. All right, I'll stop that. That's really enough of the
intro. He does have the California tan going.
I think they call it macho, Joe.
They do.
I could tell you that in a very basic sense, this man has, or he's in the business of saving lives, Joe. Saving eyesights. And you can't get more important than that. An ophthalmologist? No, we got better than an ophthalmologist. We got Dave Dwelly, who saw that people were having trouble in sports tracking the ball in all types of light, sun, fluorescent, candlelight, you name it. So he founded Bole Sunglasses. All right, he didn't found Bole Sunglasses.
Well, he found it. He picked it up.
But there you go. Dave, are you there, buddy?
Actually.
Welcome in, Dave Dwelly.
I just
from Bole Eyewear, not to mention ball to match in fancy pants, which we'll get into later.
And my crowd goes wild.
I'm in panties, yes. And by the way, Joe,
yes,
Joe, nothing as good as your smoldering good looks.
Thank you.
If I could reset a funny take.
Thank you.
Did
Dave,
you know fancy pants was my nickname in college, Dave?
Yeah, and that was because of the thong underwear, too. It was amazing.
You know, it's true. Bole would be dead in the proverbial agua if they didn't keep you as their national account manager slash president slash boss of everyone in the company, Dave.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, sure.
I'm wearing Bole right now, Dave.
Wow.
Actually, you guys do have two pairs, I think.
Yes, we do. Courtesy of the
Double
man,
D.
The man, that's right. Dave, explain.
And I stole those. That's great. Don't tell anybody about that.
Okay, we'll keep it between us.
That's beautiful.
Well, let's see. Is your mom listening today, or you know?
Let's
no.
let's keep his mother out of this.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry about
she's
that.
I don't think they get it in prison.
There
okay.
you go.
Which is great.
That's
okay,
good.
Again, incidentally, Dave is out in Orange County, California, the beautiful,
gorgeous
Irvine, California. Irvine. It is very cloudy today.
Isn't that terrible?
Oh, you poor guy. Yeah.
So you can't use your Bole's, Dave.
Well, actually, you can. You get the pink tint.
There you go.
That always works.
Pink tint.
Which is the name of my first band, actually.
Dave is also a musician. We'll get to that later, too. Explain to the audience, Dave, of obviously optical psychopaths, what Bole is and how it started and how you basically have revolutionized the athletic eyewear industry on your own.
Completely.
Well, Bole is has taken a thing they use as it's a blue-tinted frame, which it looks very funny when you see it.
Made me laugh.
Yes, it does. It does. But what it does is it mutes out all greens and reds. So what the blue does is it blocks out all your greens and reds. So when you're on a tennis court, usually it's green,
right.
Green mm-hmm. background or red baseline. Da-doon, da-doon, da-doon. And so you have these colors that are behind that. But what it does, it really highlights the yellow tennis ball.
Cool.
And by doing that, it really explodes the ball, so the ball looks like it's coming right at you.
So if you get your house painted the wrong color, just wear those glasses for a while and you won't have a problem.
Yeah, just show your wife. Go, hey, look, honey. Don't you love it?
Like or that, if your like, wife, if she gets her hair dyed red,
that's
you,
right.
you put the sunglasses on.
You can forget it forever, yeah.
Like either of those things would work on my wife.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Sure. Well, she doesn't even have any hair, so that's
there
great.
You go. Oh, that's
Dave.
That's true. All right. There, you know, out in listener land, I'm sure there are people saying...
It's okay, my wife is a rubber doll, so it's okay. It's hard to get human hair on that.
That's her name. Rubber is her first name, and doll is her last name.
That's right.
Yeah, Dale, listener land, Dave, why we need quality sunglasses out there.
Also, it's good for just to keep all the UVA and...
There you go.
Protection. I mean, it's, you know, you guys know that from teaching all the time in the summer.
All the time.
In Chicago, in the city, in the summer.
Forever.
In the city.
Constantly teaching.
It,
All right. It's not that bad. Not as, bad. As, the worst way to make a living. Come
as
on.
A fellow cohort would say, time to put on the, what was it, the...
Try on the old feed bag? Who knows?
No, the...
Woo, woo, woo!
The ox, what was the ox thing? The,
yeah, the yoke, Dave.
The yoke.
The
right.
Yoke. Yeah,
that's
let's right. Try on the old yoke. Woo, woo, woo!
That's for the yoke on.
You know, we got to put that guy on the air. But anyway... is there somebody? Well, now wait.
It's called Competivision.
I was going to say. There we go.
That's the terminology. Competivision comes in three styles. Comes in either parole sunglasses, which of course is what we're all on, vigilante, and original. Vigilante is the biggest lens, and then 10% lower, smaller is the parole, and then there's the original, which is just more of a classier style, not the sport style.
Sports style. You know what, Dave? Now this guy's a golfer, and Joe's going to get sick in a second when I start talking golf.
I'm timing you,
David Duval. He doesn't wear bowley. He does.
No, Steve Jones. Does
Steve Jones.
Tour.
Okay, there you
US
go.
U.S. Open champion.
30 Steve seconds.
Jones, there
they,
you go.
They have all a guy. Right, who, they have a guy who's won a major. I'm sorry.
There you that was rule. You know what? It doesn't matter. Nobody cares if they're tennis players. They could care less if Duval's on a major
right.
or not.
Well, I have to tell you something.
You wear them, don't you, Dave?
Yeah.
The great thing about this company is the glasses come with a regular sunglass frame because you don't want to drive with these on. If you're driving, you would happen to maybe miss a red light, and that would be very bad.
that's what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, that's your excuse.
Yeah.
So you can adjust the frames, and you can take out the blue lens and put in a regular sunglass lens.
See, that's so cool.
Well, it's also made out of hydrated nylon, so you can't really break it.
I've tried, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
No, but you know what? The ones you stole for us?
Yeah.
I mean, I actually don't wear glasses. And, mm-hmm. and honestly, I love teaching in these things, and I love playing in them. I mean, they're really lightweight. That's, I think, the difference between them and your competitors, Dave.
No question. No, it's, you know what? Joe is absolutely right, because I've worn them actually on the golf course and the tennis court, and they're very, very light. It's like you're not wearing them. That's how light
they
are.
And neither one has helped your tennis or golf game, which
no
is great.
No way. Well, yeah. You know what? At least I can call the lines better. And I know Joe's never going to call the lines better. He's just going to cheat for the rest
not
of his life.
Not against you.
Joe doesn't have to call the lines good against me because he hits them all.
Okay.
When are you coming back into town?
You know, again, for those of you who didn't tune in the last time we had Dave on the air, this is why we bring him back. He's the only guest we've ever had back on the air.
He's my landlord.
Because you guys owe me money. That's
yeah,
right.
He's my landlord.
That's not the point, Dave.
Oh, sorry.
But
by
he's
the way, that check didn't clear.
He's still...
it will.
It okay. Still plays... Dave still plays, and he still is a great player, ranked in the CTA in singles and doubles with
I don't know.
Our good buddy
surf.
Tommy Egerk, really? And you're the highest ranking the year you wore Bollé's, probably, right? You got mm-hmm. your highest ranking, is that right?
Yeah, we paid off some officials with free glasses.
There you go.
That got a ranking up again.
That's all right.
But actually, they're the most of the lines people, which when I was in Indian Wells, name drop, and and at the Easter Bowl, most of the lines people do use the Bollé just
there
because
you
of
go.
The Competivision lens.
And USPTR, but that's the official sunglasses of the USPTR, United States Professional Tennis Registry,
mm-hmm.
Our certifiers, yes,
yes.
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 Of course.
Of course.
Whatever.
Why, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh. And again, Dave, and I mentioned this last time, is also a killer guitarist and vocalist.
Oh, yeah, right.
Part of the legendary Scratch and Sniff team. I think Sniff's listening right now. That's
you
why
could say
I
hi.
Wanted...
It's great because Sniff hasn't called me since I left. So that's
Sniff,
great.
You could say hi.
Johnny Metzger, come on. Pick up. It's the one in the corner with the little round thing there, Johnny. Mm-hmm. All right. Just in wonder if you're wondering. I've never been in his place, but that's why. All right, Dave, we're going to let you go. But tell Listenerland where they can go to check out Bollé here in the Chicagoland area, or is there a 1-800 number?
I think it's 1-800-22-BOLLE, if I'm not mistaken. They just got bought out by Bushnell, if you remember Bushnell.
Sure.
The binoculars.
No, the binoculars.
Binoculars,
not
yeah.
Not that I have a pair.
And, of course, all three of us know that because of the peeping Tom rule.
Right. Yeah, there you go. So is there a place in Chicagoland where they can go? Chicago Tennis and Golf, do they stock
them? Chicago Tennis and Golf has them. Let's see, who else?
Galleons?
Galleons does carry them, yes.
Beautiful. All right. Hey,
well, Dave, one more thing to tell you. Yeah, one more thing to tell you, Dave. Joe. We are actually on the web.
That's right, Dave.
I've heard about this.
Yeah,
now, that's a computer, right?
No. Dave, listen, Dave.
No, the show is being broadcast, actually, now streamed over the internet on WRMN1410.com for those of you who... I don't know how you'd listen now. If you're not listening now, how are you going to know that it's...
No, I'm telling Dave, Sean.
Yeah, so he can...
Because Dave's in California.
So I can tell people.
Exactly. Right. Well, right, no, and you yourself can listen, Dave.
That's
great.
Right. If he... Yeah,
I mean, I know how much...
He's really enthused.
I know how much you miss
look
us,
out,
Dave.
Well, honestly, I enjoyed the show last time so much that me and Nick listened to it for the whole show and just were laughing out loud because it was so funny.
Well, all right.
It was very good.
Really,
very
I'm glad you liked it, Dave. Well, anyway, listen, we're going to let you go and get me something in black, will you?
And by the way, the commercials you have are the funniest commercials I've ever heard. I love the Tennis Academy. Well, whenever I'm in Chicago, I always go play at the Tennis Academy because...
Thank you, Dave.
That is the place to go.
Take care, Dave. Buddy.
All right, listen, you take care, bud.
Bye.
Retail schmooze in the afternoon. Retail schmooze all day. Just some representatives with some merchandise to give. Just our weekly rep, Coach Joe and Sean and you.
These stakeouts just wear me down.
Coffee?
Oh, thank you.
Makes you nervous?
Yeah, me too.
You did 12, 8-11 in progress at the quarter vote could made. You did 12?
8-11? What's an 8-11?
My God, that's a man trying to improve his game without certified instruction.
Oh my Lord, let's get over there.
Drop the racket and step away from the backboard.
Dude, fellas, easy. I'm a taxpayer. I'm just trying to improve my game.
Don't you know, punk, what a disgrace it is to watch you try to improve your strokes without certified professional instruction? Sell me another one. I'm not buying, punk.
I
easy,
didn't
Kowalski.
Mean any harm.
I'm sorry, that guy just makes me sick.
He's not worth it.
I'm not worth it.
Oh, yeah, well, you'll have plenty of time to think about it where you're going, buddy. Watch your head.
You guys are doing a hell of a job.
Now, where do we take this guy to book him?
Why not try going to the Academy for Tennis? The Academy for Tennis is a fully functioning, full-service tennis school located deep in the heart of historic Arlington Heights at the beautiful River Trails Tennis Center. The Academy for Tennis offers classes for every level of tennis player, so whether you're new to the game or an advanced player, the Academy for Tennis has something for you. Give them a call at 847-319-6100. That's 847-319-6100. Or visit them on the web at www.theacademyoverthe.net. That's the Academy for Tennis, the place where you're less likely to do hard time.
Just as the expertise of a tennis professional can help improve your tennis game, the expertise of a professional realtor can give you an advantage in today's competitive housing market. Scott Kent is that expert and has become a top-selling realtor in the Chicago suburban area.
Hi, this is Scott Kent from Remax Suburban, and I specialize in selling homes in the northwest and western suburbs of Chicago. In this fast-paced real estate market, sellers need as much information as possible to maximize their profits. So give me a call today and I'll send you my free brochure, 10 Things Every Seller Should Know. Call me today at area code 847-884-8870, extension 233.
Before you put your home on the market, get the advice of a real pro, Scott Kent from RE/MAX Suburban. He'll give you a winning strategy so that you can sell your home for the maximum price. Call him today at area code 847-884-8870, extension 233.
All right, we're back on Tennis Rules. Tennis Rules with a Z, where we were taking your phone calls at 847-931-1410. We're not going to do it anymore.
No
because
more.
We got to rush through the USTA update, which is USTA sanctioned tournaments and just events for your involvement as a junior if you're under 18 or a senior player if you're over 25. If we announce an open, that means anyone can play. So these are tournaments that we're going to announce. Be sure to call the numbers we list on this show to be filled in on the details of availability or eligibility if you have questions or an interest in entering any of these tournaments. All right, I'm going to announce two junior events. Joe will announce one USTA-sanctioned adult event. Two. I'll announce one junior
three
event.
Questions.
Three questions. All right, if you are a boy or girl that play in the 10 and under, you can go to Wimbledon Girls Clay Courts and Boys Hard Court at the Wimbledon Fitness and Racquet Club and contact Barry Maxwell in Palos Heights, Illinois at 708 708- 389-9100. That's the Wimbledon girls clay court and boys hard court. Boys and girls 10 singles, May 12th through the 14th. Go, Joey.
Okay, Schaumburg Tennis Plus Senior Indoor Open. This is May 12th through the 14th. Schaumburg Tennis Center, contact Janet Christie, the lovely Janet Christie, 847-884-0678.
Got one more, Joey?
One more.
Okay, an ounce away.
Lakeshore NTRP 3.5 Championships. This is the 13th of May through the 14th. Lakeshore Athletic Club, Mike Insko, down in Chicago, 773-477-9888.
Gorgeous. Okay, if you're interested in an NTRP rating, the rating system is basically a universal definition of your playing level, an official handicap by the USTA, just like a golf. And if you want to get into a rating clinic, listen to these dates. Tonight, there'll be a rating clinic at Wimbledon Tennis and Fitness in Palos Heights. Call them at 708-389-9100. There's one on Saturday at the Score Sports Center in Countryside. Call them at 708-482-4800. There's one on Saturday at the Glenbrook Racquet Club, 11 to 1 at Northbrook, 847-498-5333. And that's about it, Joe.
Okay.
And we're pretty much
we'll say cookie
wookied. We'd like to thank Meredith Petrie. From the Four Lakes Athletic Club.
David Dwelly.
David Dwelly, the always incredible Dave Dwelly from Bole Sunglasses.
And I thank you, Sean.
And what?
I thank you.
That's really nice. It's sweet of you, Joe. Bole Sunglasses. Get away from me. And Fancy Pants. Dave also sells Fancy Pants. We didn't even get a chance to get into that. Go ahead. That's right. Run that thing. And let's see. We also want to thank
thing you do.
Our newest member of the team, Keith.
Thank
here.
You. You're welcome.
That's right. And Ken,
I'd like to thank
Ken, our line producer, who, you know, if he's the one who, you know, he's here just in case, you
making
know,
it done.
Everything
it done.
Happens that, you know, it should not happen. Anyway, this is
well
Coach
said.
Joe and Coach Sean saying, tennis rules, man. Get out there. Get your butt out there and play, man.
It's gorgeous we'll out. Go play.
Oh, man. It is beautiful. We'll see you. In my life, you can keep the games when you're fouling, you fight. Here's 15 love. If you're asking me, then tennis rules.